Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, before we start our chat, we want you to head over to setairchronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi membership with a free 7-day trial. Get priority access to every episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, no ads and bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes and video episodes. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Something a little bit different for you Serie A Chronicles listeners this time around, because we're taking you inside a stadium on match day. I am at Gevis Stadium in Bergamo for Atalanta against Liverpool, the UEFA Europa League quarter-final second leg. La Dea 3-0 up from the first leg 7 days ago. This is Patrick Kendrick, in case you wondered whose voice this was. And yeah, take you inside the game, or inside the stadium rather, and try and splice together a little bit of a tale and a narrative as the evening wears on. I'll check back in with you later. I'm on interpreting duty tonight. What that involves is I will be interpreting the post-match press conferences involving Giampiero Gasperini and Jurgen Klopp simultaneously. But before that, the interpreter is often required at matches such as these to double up as the public address speaker in the language of the away team. So obviously, Atalanta have their own PA announcer here. But as for goals, substitutions, UEFA welcome message, anti-racism message, and of course the all-important starting lineups, I am required to get on the mic. So next up, you'll be hearing me announce the Liverpool starting 11.
Di nuovo benvenuti a Bergamo. Oggi si gioca Atalanta-Liverpool, gara valida per i quarti di finale di ritorno di UEFA Europa League. La formazione ospite del Liverpool.
Number 1, Alisson. 4, Van Dijk. 5, Konate. 7, Luis Diaz. 8, Szoboszlai. 10, McAllister. 11, Salah. 17, Jones. 18, Gakpo. 26, Robertson. And 66, Alexander-Arnold. There you have it, the end of the first half. Just what Liverpool were hoping for and what Atalanta most feared, an early goal. Matteo Ruggeri with a costly handball early on. Mohamed Salah converting the penalty. The good thing for Atalanta is they're able to then resist after that. Could have easily gone to pieces and found themselves 2 or 3 nil down at half time. They still have a 2-goal lead. They mustn't forget that. The only thing which is concerning is just how open they've been. Despite leading 3-0 from the first leg, Gasperini seems seemingly only know one way to play, which means Liverpool are getting a lot of joy in transition on the counter, in particular with these long balls forward, because they have some wonderful passes in their team, not least Trent Alexander-Arnold. And with the pace of Salah and Luis Diaz stretching the pitch, it's been a little bit hairy at times for Atalanta. The good thing is Juan Musso has certainly turned up. He's made a couple of important saves, but it is touch and go so far. You do feel Atalanta need to score. If Liverpool get a second in the second half, I'm sure the game is going at least to extra time. And in extra time, I can only see one winner. But I will check back in with you later on. A reminder, half-time score, Atalanta 0, Liverpool 1. And on aggregate, currently leads Atalanta 3, Liverpool 1. So they still have a 2-goal cushion, which they mustn't forget. But psychologically, it feels like Liverpool have a big edge, having scored that early penalty. Atalanta can continue to keep it at 1-0 at least until the last 10 minutes, they've got a chance. If they were to concede early on in the second half, you sense it could be curtains. Absolutely incredible. Atalanta trailing 1-0 on the night from the 7th minute. After that, they didn't concede at all. Hairy moments in the first half, but in the second period, they rarely, if ever, looked like conceding. Absolutely fabulous, richly deserved, and they're through to the semi-finals of the Europa League. I'll check back in with you very shortly now, as we're en route to the TV compound and the OB van. OB stands for Outside Broadcast, which is my interpreting position for this evening. A rather unusual one. You can still hear the Curva Nord behind me still chanting away. We're about to have an announcement from the PO announcer that Atalanta are through to the semi-finals of the UEFA Europa League. Absolutely astonishing. Amazing night in Bergamo. If you win without danger, there's no glory in your triumph, as goes the old adage. I've cheated a little bit on this last voice note. It is now Friday morning. The good thing about Bergamo and Gevis Stadium is it's only an hour's drive from where I am in Milan, so I was able to get home last night into my own bed, which is always a bit of a bonus when you're doing these European matches. They can be late nights. Thankfully, it didn't go to extra time. In fact, it never really looked like doing so. But there you see Gasperini very proud of the role that Atalanta have played in boosting Italy's coefficient. And it was just a very proud occasion and proud night in Bergamo in general. This provincial club that continued to punch above their weight. They're now into the semi-finals of the Europa League. They'll play Marseille. In fact, the penalty shootout between Marseille and Benfica was going on whilst Gasperini was in his press conference. Atalanta didn't find out until after that particular media conference who they would be playing. And on the other side of the draw, Roma against Bayer Leverkusen, the unbeaten now German champion. So that'd be a tough task for Daniele De Rossi. But there you have it. There is scope, believe it or not, for an all-Italian final in Dublin. And to think everyone was talking up Liverpool against Bayer Leverkusen just a few short weeks ago just shows you how strong Italian football is. And perhaps we don't necessarily acknowledge that enough. But an amazing night in Bergamo, and I hope this gave you a little bit of an insight into what a European occasion looks like and what the role of an interpreter looks like as well. We'll be back with some more content very soon on Serie A Chronicles. Bye-bye.
Podcast Network.